Hello, West Liberty. I'm Sarah. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm here with Dr. Cecilia Salamone, who is a professor in the Media and Visual Arts Department at West Liberty. She teaches writing and media studies. Today, we're going to be talking about frequently asked questions about working in the media and some ways and maybe tips to get started. Let's begin. So, I know there are many avenues in media, like journalism, broadcasting, all those. But what skills would you say are generally needed to work in media, and what do you think is the most important?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for having me, Sarah. I'm really excited to do this. I would say that one of the most important skills, I think, for working in media is being adaptable, having an open mind about what kind of, job you're willing to do. When you graduate college, your first job right out of college might not be your dream job. It might be in a location that, isn't necessarily where you wanted to end up, or it might be, covering a beat or a topic that isn't, necessarily your first choice. But to kind of view those opportunities as a foot in the door, to maybe working, moving up to your future goals. So I think being adaptable is really important. I would also just say piggybacking off of that, kind of having an open mind about the opportunities that are out there, I think are some of the most important things.
So what are some challenges you may face in the media, and how could you prepare for them?
Yeah, that's a good question. Working in media, it can be a really challenging industry. Journalism, which was the industry that I worked in before I came to West Liberty, it can be, difficult because often news outlets maybe have a smaller staff than they used to, or you may be asked to do things that, are more than what your typical job description is. You might be taking on more work than you expected, or an example would be, I'm not a photographer, but not every place you're going to work has a staff photographer. So sometimes you're both the writer and the photographer because you're who's available. So I think that's a challenge. Another challenge, and this is kind of the other side of the coin with being adaptable and keeping an open mind, is it's not necessarily a job where that you can find a job in any city that you go to or any area. Oftentimes you do have to relocate, and so that can be a challenge as well. And the industry can just, working in news or in journalism, or I think probably in media writ large, it's valuable work and it's important work, but it can be stressful. So I think just making sure to take time for yourself and take care of yourself is important.
So social media isn't going anywhere.
Right.
How important is social media presence for a media professional, and how could you build a strong online profile?
Yeah, so I think social media is, it can be a really useful tool if you're somebody who is trying to promote your work. So if you are promoting your work on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, or some news outlets even kind of do little short video stories on TikTok or maybe on YouTube, I think it's important if you're somebody who's trying to promote your work. I also think it's important to it's okay to use it to promote your work and to share your work as part of your professional life, but I think it's important to make sure that you sort of maintain a balance with your personal life, that you're not spending all of your time on social media, that it's okay to use it as kind of part of your job, but it's good to have that balance of not spending too much time on social media, whether professionally or personally. So I think it's a useful tool, but we don't have to spend all of our time on it either.
So last question for the first part.
Okay.
What is something you wish you knew before you went down the path of media?
Oh, good question. I wish maybe that I knew that the job that I took before I went, into academia, before I pursued a PhD and started teaching. I wish I realized how much the journalism job I had at the time would end up helping me in teaching journalism classes. I think it's something that I didn't really realize at the time, because I wasn't positive I was going to end up teaching journalism, that I was going to make that transition from journalism to academia. But I think that, even if the jobs I had in journalism were not, my ideal jobs and they're not what I wanted to do long term, I think they were still really helpful for me to like have that experience of having been a journalist and being able to communicate to my students about that experience. I think it's a good thing, but it's a thing that I just didn't realize really until I started teaching, was how much it would kind of, how much that experience would be valuable for my students just to share my experience with them. So
we will be right back after this break with some possible tips and ways to get started working in the media. I enjoy giving a scare to the ghost hunters that explore here, as well as to have them hear me speak. And that gives me a voice to be heard, just like WGLZ here at West Liberty. Welcome back, once again here with Dr. Cecilia Salamone. Now we're going to talk about possible tips and ways to help get working in the media. Let's continue. What is, in your opinion, the best way to get started working in media, whether it's broadcasting, journalism, etc.?
Yeah, so I think one of the most important ways that you can get started in working in media, involved in working in media, is to start, you know, when you're in college. I think, you know, being involved in campus media organizations is really, really important. Before I went into journalism, I was involved with my campus newspaper at my undergrad institution. I was a writer, and then I became an arts and life editor, and that experience has been, you know, it was really helpful for me when I was working as a full-time journalist, and it's really helpful to me now that I advise West Liberty's newspaper. So, you know, drawing upon those experiences when I was a student, you know, I think that position really prepared me well for, you know, what it was like to go out into a community and write stories and engage with the community and to work with a team of people, I think is really important. I think also, like, you know, I sort of said it before, but having an open mind about what kinds of opportunities you want to pursue. You know, not everybody enters college and knows like exactly what they want to do or what they want to major in, and that's totally fine. So, you know, being open to opportunities that come your way in your classes or on campus, I think is really important. I would also say that internships are important, or part-time jobs, working, you know, in, I'm speaking from my experience in journalism, but I would imagine it's very important as well to sort of the broadcasting and radio side of things. If you can find an internship over the summer or something that you do part-time during the school year, I think that's really advantageous. And it's especially advantageous if it's paid work. I believe in people being paid for internships. So I think those are some really good, important ways that students can start thinking about being involved or pursuing a career in media when they're, you know, still students.
So what are some effective strategies for networking or like making connections?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the, networking can be a little difficult. It can be difficult, especially when you've never done it. It's still something that I don't think I'm, you know, it's not my like strongest point. I think the more networking you do, the easier it gets. I think it, you know, maybe it starts out with like networking with people on campus, right? You know, your friends introducing you to somebody who is into, you know, similar work that you want to do, or professors referring you to other people on campus. I think you can do it on kind of a micro level then. And then once you're in, you know, your job, you know, you might find if you're working in media, sometimes there's sort of networking like baked into your job. You kind of have to network because you have to reach out to people for stories and things that you're working on. And so just from talking to them, like there's kind of some networking that's built into it from just doing the job. But it can be hard. I mean, I've never been somebody who was like good at going to like mixers or things like that. I kind of like to network a little more organically, where it's just people, you know, kind of word of mouth, you know, someone I knew put me in touch with someone else. So I think that the more people you get to know, and the more people that you talk with, sort of the easier that becomes.
So what are the best ways to handle criticism or like feedback?
Great question. I'll say this. I think that we are always our own harshest critics. A lot of the time, I tell my students this all the time. We're always our own harshest critics. And when someone else, you know, critiques our work, I think that sort of makes us like feel even worse about it. Like if we didn't think that we did a good job, and then maybe we don't get the grade that we wanted, or we get feedback that is less than positive on something, it makes us feel worse about it. I think the most important thing to remember is that, you know, criticism should be constructive. It should be something that you learn from. And just recognizing that, you know, like you're human. And especially when you start out doing something, when you start out working in any kind of field, you're not always going to do it perfectly. That goes for really any kind of industry that you want to go into. So just knowing that, you know, when you it's all kind of part of the process, and you know, you have to take a little bit of negative feedback to learn from it, but it's important to not beat yourself up about it. It's not a reflection of you as a person or anything like that. So just to learn from it and just to try to improve for next time and not beat yourself up about it, which can be easier said than done, but yeah.
So what tips do you have to start for building a portfolio, and what should be included in it?
Yeah, so I would say just from the top, make sure that you're sort of keeping records of the work that you do. If you're somebody who's a writer, like making sure that you have, you know, PDFs of stories that you've written, or that you have access to that website where the stories are published, or you have clips, maybe if it's physical clips. If you're somebody who's, you know, looking to go into broadcasting, that you have access to those video clips or those audio clips or those reels, right? So making sure you sort of have a little archive for yourself. Having an up-to-date resume is really important. That, to me, is something I would include as part of a portfolio. Certainly, if you're submitting it for a job, you have to have a resume. So make sure your resume is, you know, appropriately formatted. Make sure that it doesn't have grammatical errors or spelling errors or factual errors. You know, make sure that the dates and everything in it are correct and that the information is current. You know, some people have personal websites. I've never had a personal website, but some people do. And you know, my friends who work, I think it's more of a thing maybe for people who work in sort of audiovisual media. My friends who are videographers or photographers or those kinds of professionals, they have personal websites. And I think it makes a lot of sense for what they do, with sort of the audio and visual aspect of it. So I think it applies more so to them than it did to me as someone who was working as a print journalist. But I think that's another thing that you can do. So just knowing where your stuff is, like making sure you have access to that archive of stuff, so, you know, a digital folder that you can share with a potential employer, and making sure that your resume is up to date are the two most important things to me.
Okay, so last question, and you kind of touched on this already,
okay,
but what advice would you give someone just starting out or wanting to go into the media industry?
Yeah. I would say my biggest piece of advice is to have an open mind. You know, be open to, you know, don't take a job that you think that you really, really won't like. You know, don't do that, because, you know, often your instinct is correct. You know, if you don't get a good vibe from something in an interview, or, you know, you cannot see yourself moving that far away from your friends and family or something like that, you know, don't take that kind of a job. But if you apply for a job and you think, yeah, I could do this, but I'm a little uncertain about it, you know, think of it as an opportunity. And if that job doesn't work out, if you find that you're there and you don't really enjoy it, I think my second piece of advice is, like you can change. Like you can find another job. You can work in another industry, even if you want to. You know, sometimes we find out what we really want to do by finding out what we don't want to do. So I'd say have an open mind and you know, be open to change.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
So you just heard Dr. Cecilia Salamone talk about some frequently asked questions and some possible tips on how to get started. Thanks for listening. We are College Radio and we are Passionately Vocal. I'm once again Sarah, and you can stick around here and listen to music here on WGLZ 91.5 FM.